Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast.
Woo! Wow, Robert's really excited about this one.
Well, I figure we have a live studio audience.
Is that what we have?
Mm. Well, I mean, we're playing a game show today.
Oh, I see.
So it's like, woo!
I see. We need theme music. Like Paul Schaefer.
Exactly. We need
Nobody holiday. Knows your references, Jeff.
Anyway. He's still on the air, so it's not.
Today we're doing sort of a maniacal quiz game that Robert has decided to inflict on us.
No, I thought it was so funny. Look, here, over there. I just thought it was funny when we all listed our favorite games a few podcasts ago, and I was like, you know what would be really funny would be is if we all decided to try and like write quiz questions for each other. And because we all think that we're like the best and most knowledgeable of that particular game.
Nope.
I never thought that or said that about my favorite game. I enjoyed the game.
Doesn't mean you think you're the most knowledgeable. Maybe you, Robert.
I was an incredibly late adopter for my game. I know nothing about it.
And that's the thing. But after I looked into, doing this and like kind of like studied up for an hour or so, I realized that there's no fucking way that we'll get any of these questions right because they're so. Just ridiculously over the top. Like, these worlds are just so big. So,
whatever. I'm planning to get questions. All of mine right. All right.
Well, let's go around.
Not everybody's worlds are so big.
Yeah. Jeff strategically picked his game to be a fucking hour long game.
Yeah.
Whereas everybody else's are like open world.
He's from a different era.
Why don't we go through to remind everyone what our top games were and who is here?
So, yes, I'm Jeff. And my game was King's Quest III. And as a little aside, when I got the word of what this podcast was going to be about, I went and looked through my collection of memorabilia, and I found the original manual, which is almost 30 years old, and the original discs. And I came to the realization, so each one of these, it's an old plastic covered, and I'll send out a picture when we release this, of a 3.5-inch disc that each holds about 700 kilobytes. So my entire game is a meg and a half.
And trivia, Roberta and Ken Williams.
Yes.
Their mom is my neighbor.
Which is funny because I've wanted to use that trivia on the podcast before, and I didn't. I thought it was maybe revealing too much.
I know. It's fine.
About where you.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, when I found out that Robert has met the Williams in person.
And
I
was
very jealous.
And I also used to live in the basement of...
Oh, Jane Jensen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gabriel Knight fame. Yeah.
All Sierra, anyway.
you're just very connected to the Sierra world. Yes. So, yeah, for those who are playing games that have gigabytes of content...
Yeah, WildStar requires 20 gigabytes to download on your computer.
You can't even get an iOS app that's less than a meg and a half.
That's 500. So those are the double side ones, the HDs, or is it 1.4 megs each?
I think these are the only 700. I don't think they're the 1.4s.
Nice. So he's got two 700K. So that's, Jeff does have a little bit of an advantage.
Copyright
here.
1986.
Look, if we're going to play
the
that
year
way.
Before Jamie was born.
It's true. The year before I was born.
All right.
Yeah, if Jeff has the advantage because his game is the smallest, I'm at the biggest disadvantage because my game is five games.
Your game is an MMO.
This is Brian, and my game was Dark Age of Camelot. And also, thank you, Jeff, for the show and tell.
I know, on an audio-only medium.
I didn't bring,
your original box
my
art.
My original collector's... I think my New Frontiers map is in my office, but that's all I have.
I just thought it was a nice way to show. It is my favorite. I wish I'd kept the original box, but keeping all of the original pieces from it.
I'm at a huge disadvantage here because, my game is a number of expansions. It's an MMO. And also, I was a late adopter, so I don't remember anything. I didn't know the game like when the old Frontiers existed. I don't know original stuff.
A lot of hedging here, guys.
The history, I purely picked up the game and it's very mature state and carried it forward there. All I know is New Frontiers. I'm not one of those people who was like, Trials of Atlantis, I'm so angry. Like when I joined the game, it was like, that was one of the things you had to do.
Why you're going to lose, you're saying.
Yeah, you could have brought this up in the initial email that went out. So then,
I
people
do
could
what I'm
tailor
told.
Their questions to you.
I asked him what faction he played so I could at least ask him faction-specific questions.
Yeah, he should know the other like, factions.
Yeah, he should know.
Because he has to PvP.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I know any of the content from those realms. Like, it's completely mysterious to me.
And then I also picked classic content because I figured I didn't know if he had played any of the expansions.
I played one-third of the game. If you
whatever,
think
you should know all of it. Yep. If it's your favorite fucking game and you're going to be on a show about it, you should have picked a better game.
Yeah, thank you for giving me 2 days to prepare for this when we had 3,000 shirts.
No, okay, you almost had like an hour. I made Robert push it back to 2 days.
I know, you almost had an hour to prepare, just for record. Well, when I was going around the office, I was like, all right, we got all of it, let's do it now.
Let's get it done.
Well, that's about how long I took to prepare for it anyway, so...
All right.
Let's do this.
This is Robert.
Place your bets.
This is Robert. My favorite game is Final Fantasy VIII.
There's no content there.
I will say that I did not bring in my my replica jewelry from it's in my office actually, as well as like, you know, all the soundtracks and et cetera, et cetera. But it is certainly a big part of my life back then.
Are soundtrack questions applicable? Fair game?
I think anything's fair game, frankly.
All right.
It'd be very hard, but all right, but go on. Anyway.
It's Jamie, and my favorite game is Oblivion. And I did not bring my like 8 different version copies of the game. I've got Oblivion. Like the Game of the Year edition.
I found
edition.
Out there's a mobile version.
Yeah.
I found out that too.
In like 2006, they made a mobile version. How do you
it's
make
like
a mobile version?
Version
in
of Oblivion. I did not know existed. Mm. I almost bought it for my iOS device.
This has just been an exercise in having these games spoiled for me, by the way.
Like
I might have played Final Fantasy VIII someday.
No,
like I was going
you
to
can
play.
Still play. It's not like but you did I not know. Read through the entire game in the hour that you said you took to study.
I read the entire
You have
plot.
Not blown the plot. You're fine. Well, go play the game.
One of my ending questions is, who is the end boss? And once you beat him, how is the plot resolved?
What is the biggest spoiler in this game?
What is the spoiler?
Yeah. So keep in mind, people, spoilers, okay?
Yeah.
You better get out now.
I think
now.
That all of my questions for Robert are essay questions that are not, they don't have actual answers. They're like, who is this character really? Really?
Who does this character represent?
No, but really.
Here's
who
the
is,
whiteboard. Here's a dry erase marker.
What is the connection between these two characters? No, actually...
If you ever plan to play King's Quest,
that's right.
Josh, what about you?
I'm me. I'm Josh, and my game is Shenmue, and I'm not gonna remember any of these foreign Asian different names.
You're gonna be great.
And hopefully nobody accidentally picked up, because I know I was looking around, noticed some of the trivia. Said it was for Shenmue, but it actually had Shenmue 2 questions, and I did not play that game to completion, so...
I tried to keep
it
going.
I made sure it was Shenmue.
We'll see. I did no such fact-checking. I'm going to ask you questions about Dynasty Shenmue Warriors.
All right, so...
good.
So the four... So when you pass go... No, so... We're gonna be going around the table, and we'll pick and every person will answer one question from their game.
And we each have 2 questions.
We each have 2 questions, and there is and each question is worth 1 point. Now the question is, can you steal? I don't think we should be able to, because it's gonna screw up our scoring.
Yeah.
I see. Also, what do we win? Come on, we gotta come up with something.
I know I don't want to play you in tennis. I don't want to win that.
I'm not going to win anyway, so I don't really
my
care.
My left hip hurts a lot, so
you want
if
a
I
hip
beat,
massage?
If I yeah,
a pelvic massage, like win. A literal pelvic massage.
Yes, everybody pelvic massage.
No, like what should we win? I mean, I've got a. Let me think here. I think I still have a pile of Starbucks cards from that one thing.
Can we just get to choose merch that the people have of their favorite game and steal merch and display it in our office?
No, we should choose
as trophies of like conquered foes, scalps.
We should work on something that, you know, actually we want. Like, what's valuable?
I don't care. I'm here for fun.
Shut up, Jeff. It's not just for fun.
Nothing's ever for fun, Jeff.
I don't care. If I win, I want one of Jeff's Seahawks hats.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm not going to win, so you're safe.
Let's see here.
Jeff's going to win, right?
Jeff will probably win.
We want What do we not want Jeff
to have? No, I don't know. Robert's ability to retain obscure facts.
But here's the thing is like Robert also has to sort of cover a franchise. I thought about this because like
I mean, well, I've played all of them, so whatever. I think I probably have 200 in Starbucks cards left
That's
over
funny.
From.
All right. That's a lot of dirty Oprahs
from Starbucks.
And I'll whoever gets them, even like I don't spend it because they're kind of like penny arcades. But yeah. Whoever wins gets them. All right. However many
all
I have
right.
left.
Oh, I was just expecting one.
Oh, no.
How about if you win, you give one to each of us and we have to use it to buy you, you coffee.
You can't use them, but okay.
Starbucks delivery cards.
You can't use them? You refuse. You're a coffee snob. You only go high end.
It has to do with the Sonics.
Look at that. Bleeding, festering wound.
I will not
give
them money.
You don't see me still upset about the wafers.
But they won't, you're not going to give them money. They already have the money. Check this out. It actually costs them more money for you to use it. They lose money
if
you use it. Do you understand? Right now, the coffee is there.
I will
give it
to someone else.
Jeff, does this bother you?
Are
you okay right now?
I'm proud of yours.
Are you okay? I'm actually wearing a Sonics t-shirt today.
It's very coincidental.
All right. Anyway, let's get this started. Josh,
it's over my screen, man.
Emcee this.
So, Jeff's going to go first.
In asking or answering?
Answering. Answering in clockwise order. Jeff is to my left. Let's see. Who should ask the question? Robert.
All right.
So, we'll go clockwise from Robert for question asking.
All right.
I'm going to blow this first question.
What ingredients are required for the brewing a storm spell?
I don't know all the... I don't even have all the ingredients left.
You have... Is it in the book?
I can look in the book.
You cannot look in the book.
You brought the resources. Look, it's fine.
The brewing the storm spell?
Brewing a storm spell.
A storm spell.
What ingredients are required for the brewing a storm spell?
Mud? Water? Dew? I don't remember.
Is that your final answer?
No. Damn it, I want to look in the book. It's right here in front of me.
It is.
You shouldn't have brought it. Now you're tempted.
It is a very important spell.
I didn't realize
spell.
You'd make me like...
It is a very important spell.
It is. That's how you defeat the game. It's how you defeat the last boss. Spoilers, brewing the spell. I know that part. You're asking me literally the copy protection.
What ingredients are required for
brewing? No extra then.
Apparently, I can't access my own game because I can't answer this question.
All right, so you...
I could probably name a couple of them by just guessing.
There is cat hair.
No, that's another spell.
I know the cat hair. Like,
come on.
I know you had to collect mud. I know one of the... You had to collect dew and a thimble. I remember having to collect a cactus and cactus water or squeeze a cactus... to get the juice out of it, and there was things like saffron and
are you
lard.
He only needs
like
five. Pick five.
No.
Is it not five? I thought it was five.
He needs to know what ingredients are required for brewing a storm. I'm not telling him how many.
I know. I just listed a bunch. Did I get any of them just by randomly listing ingredients?
Yes.
God, I just no. I can't name all of them. I wouldn't be able to. All
right, that is incorrect. Then
all right.
It is a cup of ocean water, a spoon of mud, and toadstool powder.
Toadstool.
Four extra points, which we would not have given in this.
That's only three things, man.
The tools you would have used are jar and magic wand.
I knew the wand.
Anyway.
So I had the mud right.
Blap!
Jar wand.
I had
all
the
right,
mud
zero
right.
points. So, Jamie, your turn to ask Brian a question about his game that he apparently knows nothing about and doesn't really like all that much.
I love the game. Shut up. Fuck you.
Let's do a softball question.
All right.
This isn't even about lore or anything.
It's not even about the game. It's about softball.
It's about the game softball. Yeah. How many players are needed to form a guild?
Oh, fuck. I formed a guild.
Jeff, do not look at that fucking
I'm
gonna you
burn
piece
that,
of shit.
Jeff. You better watch it.
You cheater.
I love that you start snapping at me in the podcast. Put the book down, Jeff.
So I'm trying to picture being in Tir na n'Og at the guild registrar and trying to figure out how many people we had to bring there. I believe it's four.
Is that the final answer?
Four. Yeah.
Eight.
That's not even
full
close.
Group.
You're only half right.
Eight is a full group.
Eight people to form a guild.
All right. So zero.
All right. my turn to ask Robert a question. Don't worry, Robert. I'm not going to give you those horrible ones that we saw.
I know. I'm suddenly realizing mine
was
too easy on people.
Mine were supposed to be like conversational questions. Like, what part did you like the most?
All right. Robert?
Yeah.
Which monster will inflict every status-changing effect on your party in a single attack?
Marlboro.
Yes.
I knew the answer to that. What the fuck?
I never even played the game.
What?
Shut up.
I did because there's Marlboros and other Final Fantasies.
Yeah, they reuse a lot of names.
And they do status attacks.
Hey, I'm suddenly realizing my questions for Robert are very easy and my questions for everyone else are very hard.
We'll see how he does.
1-0, by the way.
Great job, boss. You're doing a great job. You're the best boss in the world.
Fuck you all. Fuck you.
All right, who's next?
So I have to ask one of Jamie now?
Yeah.
Oblivion. Okay. When you start the game in the cell.
Oh, yeah.
What is the race of the character in the cell opposite you? And bonus point if you remember his name.
Ooh,
I almost use that question.
We can't use Argonian. Bonus, though.
Yeah, but we'll allow the bonus point.
Will we?
It's like a mental bonus point.
Dark elf.
That's Valen not playable.
Dreth.
Valen Dreth. Argonians are playable.
Hey, you could have ruined somebody else's question with your second question. Doesn't matter.
I was going to say,
that would be a boring question from someone else, then.
I guess he's a dark elf, isn't he?
Orion, you got to ask me a question that I'm not going to have the answer to.
Let me pull up my questions here, Josh. All right, so Josh, about Shenmue.
I should have booted up the game and played it.
Who's my special boy? What two classic Sega arcade games could you play in full in Shenmue?
I've got that one.
ActRaiser and... No, it's not ActRaiser. I don't remember the name of the fucking game. No, is it ActRaiser? No. What is that game?
It's, I was just having flashbacks.
Mode 7.
Game. Yeah.
Sure.
And then the drivey car game.
The drive.
I don't remember
game.
The game's names.
Wow, I can name these.
I couldn't have named them until I did the research.
I know the names of the games, I just don't know them right now.
You're frustrating so many listeners right now.
I know.
Shit. Ticket to Ride? That's not it. That's not, I know that's not right. Never mind. No, that's a train game. That's a train game. I know that.
Yep. That would be a board game.
Not ass shit.
Like 2 years ago.
I don't know.
Days of Wonder? Yes.
No. I don't know. I can't remember the names. Isn't it? It's driving game and then flying shooty game.
All right. I think we should give it half a point.
I believe it is Outrun and Space Harrier.
Half right.
Is it my half right? What is?
It said hang on. Yeah.
Hang on. Space Harrier.
All right.
Space Harrier, that was the name, not ActRaiser.
Yeah, that was one of my questions.
Actually,
too,
reading that fact made me want to play Shenmue. Like that they had fun. The other
Hold
games
on.
Buried
yeah.
in there.
Cool. Yeah. So the way this has worked, he's asking me again. Should we move to someone else?
Oh yeah, we should
rotate it.
To have Jamie.
Just move one more spot over.
All right.
Me a nice easy one.
Just the update. Robert has a point. Everyone else has zero.
Everyone else has zero.
Everyone else sucks. I gave Robert right. too easy a question.
Confidently.
That was a hard question. Ahead.
When you eavesdrop, what animal do you turn into?
You can actually eavesdrop on several different animals.
No.
That's not what her question is.
When you eavesdrop and you turn into an animal, what animal are you?
I'm not sure I understand the question because you can turn into two different animals and you can eavesdrop as a human. On other animals. There's two different spells. There's an eavesdrop spell, which allows you, it's just doe in your ear.
You're not putting doe in your ear. It's not that one.
That allows you to listen to all the other animals.
When you change.
But you can turn into an animal to fly. You can turn into a fly and you can turn into an eagle. Those are the spell ones that you can use. So if you're going to, if the question is what animal do you transform into, it's one of those two because you don't turn into anything else.
Now, you're saying you can eavesdrop into both of those?
You can eavesdrop to any animal. Eavesdrop on any animal using the eavesdrop spell.
I'm not asking eavesdropping.
So you're saying
on
there's a specific instance in which you are the eagle and you eavesdrop on another animal.
No. Eavesdropping as an animal. What animal are you when you eavesdrop? You answered the question.
Yeah, it's got to be an eagle.
Or a fly.
Yes. Oh, you turn into a fly to eavesdrop on the bandits.
Yes.
So that you know, okay, that's what it was. All right.
You're a fly on the wall?
Yes. I don't know. That seems like he kind of like railroaded us into that answer.
Well, I didn't, because of her unfamiliarity with the game, I didn't understand the context of the question.
I mean, even looking in retrospect, it kind of makes sense.
Look, judges?
All right, fine. I would give him the point. I would give him the point.
I named the instance in which you do it.
Yes. I'm clearly you knew what was happening. Okay. All right. That makes sense.
I gave you the easy one. You asked for the easy question.
You can also turn invisible to eavesdrop on the pirates.
I know that.
Their treasure is.
You to Brian, right?
Spoilers. Sure. All right, Brian.
Hi, Josh.
I'm going to give you the worst question that I think for you, because you mentioned that you didn't play the beginning of the game in the old times, so yeah, you're screwed. What is a neck check?
Neck check?
What is a neck check?
What is a neck check?
I've never even heard of that term before.
A neck check, Brian. During the old frontiers, you were required to stand in a circle and have a necklace with your destination on it. Neck check was called out as the teleporters made their rounds to make sure everyone had their necklaces equipped. That's something you should know. That's
so
important.
Meta. Like, that would be like if you're doing a raid, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's a question for raiders.
Like old.
Now the question
is,
will Brian
get
any points?
That really like their game, that are super into the game that they like.
So is it me and Robert now?
Yes. Go.
In order to advance your seed level, you had to take a test.
Correct.
How many potential tests are in the game?
Oh, my God.
How many potential seed level tests?
Ugh.
There's a finite number.
Yeah, I know. I think there's 20 or 21, but I'm going to say 20.
The answer is 30. Mm. There are 30 seed level tests.
God, noob.
Of course there's 30.
Tough question. All right.
All right. Wait, who's asking?
Who now? Brian is asking Jamie.
So I'm trying to come with questions for Oblivion, which is a game that I tried to play and hated.
So this question is, why is
question,
your game
The first
dumb?
Question I wrote, and this is dumb, and it's not a real question, but I'm going to read it anyway because I think it's funny. Is you've played the Elder Scrolls games. What is the Eldest Scroll? and the only correct answer that I was going to accept was the Torah.
Oh, here we go.
So Oblivion's ESRB rating was changed from T to M. Why?
Ooh.
That's just good gaming trivia.
That's good, dude. That's a good question.
That's a good question.
T for teen. M for mature.
I think I know why. Without doing the research, I think I have a guess.
I feel like I knew this at one point. Crap. No, I don't know.
Do you guys want to?
Because you can murder people in their sleep.
I think it would have been drugs.
I think it was because it was one of the first games that had user-created content.
Is it? So,
and people made new skins.
There was an unlockable topless mod. Something you needed, like a third-party thing where you could basically...
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So I was close, but not quite.
So that's why they switched it from TDM. The specific description from the ESRB was that
you could
unlock
Josh.
That's dumb. Me.
What is the correct name of Megumi's cat?
You guys are evil to each other. I can already.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
It's a very important cat. I read about it.
Kanji characters.
For Josh are so easy.
Josh's name is only three
digits. Oreo.
No, the answer is Tama.
A drum.
We're just proving to the world how shitty we are as gamers.
All right. So, should we move to Josh to me now? Jamie asked me last time.
Oh, yeah. We've gone through the full rotation twice now. Okay.
Yeah, because I asked you.
It doesn't really matter as long as we change.
Yeah, as long as we change.
All right. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
And what's the score count?
Jorfrey.
The score count is Jeff 1, Robert 1. Everybody else sucks.
All right.
Amen.
In the final scene of the game, what makes King Graham different from every other character in the game?
Ooh.
Wow. King Graham is the avatar, the main character, Alexander, who's known by Gwydion.
All right. Don't let him trick you like last time. All right.
Don't
let him.
As far as like talking into the answer.
Don't let him. Yeah, don't let him.
Brian's
going to look up a question in the book. He dies.
That is incorrect.
He gets really sick at the end.
The difference is he has yellow skin and everyone else has pink skin. It was the first game where they changed all the characters' the tone pink of skin the characters. Except him.
That's interesting. That's a good question. That's hard. Zero. All right, so...
You to Brian.
Loser.
Me to Brian.
You suck at games.
I'm going to try to give you an easy one. I'm going to try.
Do you not have to pity me?
I don't have to pity you.
I was the highest realm-ranked warden on my server.
We'll do a cash cab style question.
Let's go.
One, two, three, four, five, six. There are 7 official expansions.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Name 4.
This should be easy.
I did not include patches that made drastic changes that were just patches.
Trials of Atlantis.
That is 1.
The Labyrinth of the Minotaur.
Labyrinth of the Minotaur is 2.
Those are like the only 2 that existed during my tenure.
No excuses.
I mean, does New Frontiers count as one of them?
New Frontiers is 1. You only need 1 more out of 1, 2, 3, 4 more.
Oh, there was one that was like Catacombs. Was it just Catacombs? Catacombs.
Catacombs is 4.
Wow. Nice job.
The
Brian
answered
the ones
a question.
Not mentioned were Shrouded Isles, mm-hmm. Foundations, and Darkness Rising.
So Brian, Darkness Rising job. And Foundations were like way before my time, but I did go to the, what was the other one, the first one of
Shrouded
those.
Isles.
Shrouded Isles was like added a bunch of playable classes.
There was one that was like a patch that was named listed in the wiki, mm-hmm. But they said technically it was a patch. I didn't want
to. And like New Frontiers, I don't think you purchased. It was just it was like a gigantic.
Well, they
patch,
said they used to be DLC, expansion. But now they're all. You just get them if you're mm-hmm. in the game. All
right, Brian, go. You're supposed to ask me a question.
Oh, hey. So let's see. So I had one that I thought was really interesting as far as like as a Final Fantasy fan, but then I wasn't sure. It felt hedgy, so maybe I'll ask it as like a bonus round question later on if we do a round like that. So for now, what is the northernmost landmass in the game?
He just has a GIF of the map on his phone. He's just going to generate questions.
There's a hidden island in order to get, I think, Ultima, when you fight Ultima Weapon, but I think that was in the... I thought that was in the lower left hemisphere, but I thought there was something in the upper left. Oh, shit. Cactar Island is on the right, upper right hemisphere, but I think it's on the right side, kind of like where like Japan would be. The northernmost landmass. I don't know. Galbadia, I don't know.
Galbadia.
Trabia. Trabia. Yeah, I mean, Arctic climate.
Yeah, technically it's north.
It would be like the giveaway there. I was going to originally say this Arctic landmass isn't...
No, I mean, Trabia, so, okay. I remember going to Trabia Garden after... Okay, that makes sense.
Blah! It burns you it not does. To get one of these. I can tell, like, yeah. In your soul.
All I right. got him, guys. I got him. All right. All right. In your face.
Jamie? Name 4... of the 8 mods included in the Knights of the Nine box set.
Knights of the Nine? I never played Knights of the Nine.
Name 4 of the 8 mods included in the Knights of the Nine box set.
Can't name any of the mods. In the Well, there's the horse mod, wasn't
there? 1.
Horse mod. There was... Nope. Don't know any others.
Judges?
I only... Oblivion was my
Point
favorite name, not any of the...
It was Horse Armor, Orrery, Wizard's Tower, Thieves' Den, Marunus's Razor, The Vile Lair.
Mehrunes' Razor.
Is that how you say it?
Mehrunes.
Mm-hmm. Spell Tomes and Knights of the Nine.
Oh, you gotta love that Spell Tomes, right? Spell I mean, you really missed out if you didn't
yeah,
play
I've
that.
Never, right. To clarify, never played Knights of the Nine.
All right, now...
I've only played Oblivion.
Nines of the Night.
It is Oblivion. It's just an expansion for Oblivion.
Yes. Go ahead.
Should have wanted to play it.
Jamie, you have, you have to drill.
Oh, I'm getting it.
I'm waiting
I'm
for my
Josh.
Horrible question that I won't be able to answer because I apparently
hey,
know nothing.
Josh, we're buddies. Tell me what Rio's love interest's name is.
God damn it. This is like, I just fucking forgot. This is the worst.
I can't wait like to give Josh my
the
question.
The softball of all softballs. Like, this is...
Josh, what right, was the
think.
Name of your favorite game?
Thank
you. Ah, God damn it.
Think.
Forget.
What was her name? You just had it in your head.
A lot of great shirts.
What did she look like?
You know, Asian.
Yeah, I look kind of, you know, gosling-eyed. Yellow. That is really offensive.
That is horrible.
Brian. Whoever said that.
Fuck. God damn it.
I want to ask Jeff a question where the answer is fuck god damn it.
Nozomi. You did it.
Nozomi. That's my answer.
Will we give him Nozomi?
No.
Nozomi.
Totally different.
Harasaki?
All right, next. Oh, wait, what's the Josh, what is, after done punching things, what is the score count?
The score count is the same.
It's no, still 1-1.
No,
one,
Brian.
No, we added
no,
Brian. Brian's got one.
Brian's got
Brian,
one.
Robert, and Jeffrey. Josh,
oh,
and
I want a point.
So we should switch now, and Brian should ask me a
That's
question.
That's fine. Yeah, go ahead.
Brian.
Oh, so we
are you prepared?
We don't ask ourselves a question?
No.
all right, so.
I would still get that wrong.
Where's my Jeff question?
I've yet to actually have a question. Well, Jeff asked me a question about the game.
All right.
I got it wrong.
I try to keep the content in
I'll
the
I'll save my spoiler question, although we've already done
we, this yeah.
But who are the thugs that inhabit the forest of Luwinian?
Ludor. The thugs?
Mm-hmm.
Like the names of the
brigands,
bandits?
Yes.
I don't.
What is the name of that band?
Oh, fuck. That's a good question. I just remember the bandits sneaking into their hideout, into their treehouse. But I don't remember they had a particular name. The Foot Clan.
So your final answer?
Sure.
Led by Shredder.
Amazingly, that's incorrect. It is the Brat Cat Pack.
The Brat, because they were of feline race.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brian.
Hi, Robert.
What year did punished. Dark Age of Camelot come out?
This is so dumb. I wasn't even born then.
Shut up. Did you even read the Wikipedia article about your own game?
No. I felt like that'd be cheating.
I didn't.
Well, I remember reading stuff about it before it came out and being excited that this game existed because I was a medieval lit. I was studying medieval literature then, and I was like, when this game comes out, I'm going to play it for sure. But then I had school and life, and I lost track of it for a while. So that had to have been 2001.
Your answer?
That was going to be my guess, too.
That is correct.
What? Brian's nice. In the lead.
Anecdotal answer.
Good job,
Anecdotal
dude.
Anecdotal answer.
Well Good done. Job.
That's all right. He won't get another one right for the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's it. People are going to give me hard ones now that I'm in the lead.
Okay, one of my questions for you is way too easy.
Come on, let's hear it.
All right.
Make it harder. Leave some parts of it out.
No, it's just way too
Who's
easy.
Who's the name of the character obsessed with the airship? That's funny because it's in all the games, Jamie. Yeah.
That's like when you guess.
I'm going to do the easy question now and bring on the hard one.
All right.
For the later.
The final round, yeah.
What does a Rosetta Stone do? Maybe it's not easy. Maybe it's hard.
Teaches you languages.
If you call up the number, they'll enroll you in the class.
It got mentioned a lot in the things I was reading.
Yeah, I specifically chose not that question because I was figuring it would be too easy.
Just picture the yellow box.
Or the mall kiosk. You looked how to learn Spanish.
How else do you learn Sanskrit?
So bad.
He's just building up.
Is that
tension.
What you use to first call on Ifrit?
Nope.
What is it?
It gives you a 4x ability.
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah, that was hard.
That's
because
you never use it.
then I...
He only needed 1x ability, and he was able to
collect 99 of every single item in the game.
Yeah.
He should know.
Well, it wasn't... Yeah.
I did not know that.
Like an item-based thing.
There's hundreds of items. I don't know.
Blah, blah. Excuses. All right, Jamie. I think I will save your punishment for the second question.
Jeez.
Let's see. What are the three plagues of the Border Watch?
The look on Jamie's face of utter confusion.
The three plagues of the Border Watch.
Yeah. I don't know. I never play a game.
What the fuck is a border?
And why are they watching it?
Are you sure you looked up the right yep. game?
Hey, you apparently didn't play any expansions, so you probably missed a lot. Yeah.
No, I did not. I did not play one of the expansions, and apparently but you guys got
Morrowind is not an expansion of Oblivion. Yeah,
Morrowind is not an expansion, and neither is Skyrim.
Maybe that's the Elder Scroll.
Maybe that is the Elder Scroll. I don't know what the plagues
name
of the Border
the
13 Watch are.
Tribes of Israel.
So you give up.
I give up.
It is rats, Manassas. Dead livestock, and then raining flaming dogs.
Okay, let me...
She's going to check you.
She's all right. Checking this.
She's Jeff, gonna, ask Josh a question.
Josh, what is a Shenmue?
What?
The name of your game.
I understand that.
We're getting meta now. Oh, you have it coming.
I don't the
It is referenced
remember.
in cinematics?
I don't remember. What is it?
It is a type of tree.
Oh, I would have gone with left earlobe.
Well, apparently there is a lot of tree iconography in like the ending credits and the opening scenes. They
all
show
right.
a big tree.
So
yeah, I remember lots of trees.
It's Brian's in the lead, right? It's 2-1. Yeah. It's 2-1 for Brian. One Jeff and I both have one. Let's start over then, all right? Same as last time? Same right. So I'll ask Jeff.
Okay, that's
Let's
fine.
Let's start with Robert again.
All right, Jeff. I think this is my easy one. All right. How do you access debug mode?
This is before my hacking days. Just go to the DOS file list. I don't know.
That is incorrect. You just type in rat's ass. Do you remember that?
No.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Interesting. Porn tips Gazzardo.
Is that
Ardo?
Does that apply to multiple Sierra games? Or
no,
is it just that one?
Just this one.
Because, that was long before
I
realized
that, kind of
that you could do stuff like that in
games.
Yeah,
that's an interesting. Yeah, it wasn't.
All right.
All right. That's a good one.
Brian.
Oh, hey.
In what zone is Kolderach the Glimmer King, Hyberia's Mighty Dragon?
That's a funny sounding question.
The delivery of the question.
So they did a semi expansion thing like you were talking about, which was like where they redid how the dragon raids worked. So the dragon in Dark Age of Camelot was like a big PvE raid. And I remember like where it was on the map and everything. Like I can picture like the run there and everything. And I can picture the two different versions of the raid, but I don't remember the place. So I'm going to try to figure out something that sounds kind of vaguely Gaelic and vaguely Welsh and Dragon Mount.
He lived in the Shiro Hills.
God damn it. I know the Shiro Hills. I grew up in the Shiro Hills. How did I not know this?
That's just south of Conla.
All right, Robert.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get this one, too.
Maybe.
What is a secret level 5 monster card?
What is a or
what
is
the?
There's only one.
Secret
level 5 monster card.
Monster card.
Mm-hmm.
Level 5 games?
I don't know. Carbuncle.
It is poo-poo.
Ugh.
Shiro Hills. Damn it.
So am I asking Jamie now?
Favorite. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Did you use the horse armor? Because it's a horse armor question.
Oh,
no,
shit, you stole my question.
I won't use it then. Super easy.
Don't worry, I'm going to ask
What is the name of the illegitimate son that you spend most of the game trying to help
Matron
restore to
Septium.
The throne? There you go. Jamie's got her point.
If you ask me about the actual game Oblivion,
hey,
I can answer
questions.
That is
the actual game Oblivion.
No,
okay?
It's not.
It is.
If you love the game enough, you'll buy the DLC.
Yeah. I own the DLC. I've never played. I played too many hours of the actual game. All right.
And you got bored with it because you don't really like the game?
No.
Is that what happened?
All right.
I played it over and over again.
Brian and Josh.
What popular beverage brand was available to Rio from vending machines in the game?
I can't remember anything. It's been a long time. There's too many little things in this game. God. Shasta.
He's in motherfucking Hong Kong, dude. There ain't got any Shasta over
there. Okay.
I love that when Josh thinks of popular soda, his first thought is Shasta.
Well, you know, from back then.
RC Cola. No, Josh, it's...
I almost guessed RC Cola, actually.
It's Coca-Cola.
You've never heard of Coke.
Is it really Coca-Cola? Yes. I don't remember there being Coca-Cola in the game.
All right, so after
something weird.
Round four or whatever, after round three, what is it?
According to the wiki.
That was super funny.
Everybody has points except me. Brian has two.
I thought everyone my question for you was one easy. Point.
Except Josh.
Except me.
All right, this is the final round, right?
No. We have three more questions or so, yeah.
Two more, okay.
That's what I get.
So,
who's asking of what?
So now it's Jamie.
Asking Jeff.
Manananan.
The evil wizard?
The evil wizard will kill you.
Yes.
If he finds his laboratory disturbed.
Yes.
Name two things that you use or move that must be returned.
You have to put the key. Well, you use the key, you steal the key. Okay, you have to put the book back. You have to close the door, push the button to close the door to the lab, and you have to put the book back to cover the switch. You also have to hide any objects that you have.
So no, hold on for a second. Now, he's listed off a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay. Two things, specifically.
Specifically.
Well, he will kill you.
No explaining. We just need to hear the two things that she said.
Bullet
so
list.
Reset your question.
Close the lab. I can't remember if it was a button or a switch, but you have to hide the switch with the book because you moved the book before to get to the switch. So I know that's one. I'm going to say the other one is close the door, make sure the lab's closed. So I'm going to say it's if those are the two things. Yeah, I want to add that you have to hide the key, but I'll leave it at those two things.
So you have to return the wand, the spell book, and the lever.
All right. So I had lever and spell book, but I didn't know what kind of lever it was. You don't have to give me points. It wasn't specific enough.
You have to get both of them anyway. So.
He said button or switch.
No, I'd call that failure.
Failure. Josh says failure.
I would.
You
I'd
do have
probably
to put the wand back.
To
you have to
him.
Take the key.
I'm not going to give it to him.
No, that's all right.
I guess
all right.
Josh took it away from you.
Brian,
I'll make a comeback.
Brian, I've got a question for you.
Hi, Josh.
During the event Pumpkin Moon Rising, what did puppies turn into?
Are you joking?
Nope.
Could have been from any werewolves.
Black cats.
Oh, I knew
there were puppies in the game?
I don't know. It's not my game.
Me to you?
I don't know anything about games.
I'm afraid I'm going to give you an easy one. Robert?
Yes?
How much does it cost to rent a car?
I think it's 200.
3,500 gil.
Oh, God.
Cars. Expensive. Rental.
I thought that was going to be an easy one because apparently it's like the primary mode of getting around within these cities.
No,
I mean,
there's only one. You rent it in, there's two elms when you rent it. So when you actually rent it, it's in Balam, okay? No, not in Balam. You're in Zell's hometown, okay? And, oh God, this is so frustrating. And you need to go rent a car to go fucking back to Balam Garden.
Anytime you rent a car, it's 3,500 gil.
It's frustrating. All right. No. Incorrect for me.
All right.
I have an incredibly easy question for you, Jamie.
Is it about the game or an expansion?
Who are the bodyguards, the organization that are the bodyguards of the Emperors?
The Blades.
You did it.
I got a point.
Wait, come on, Brian. What kind of fucking question is that?
She's got two now.
The Blades.
Don't worry. She won't get mine.
All right. Josh.
Because it's about horse armor.
That's not my fault.
Josh.
Just skip the fucking question. It doesn't matter.
Josh. Yu Suzuki decided to create an entirely new genre of game when describing Shenmue, which he titled Free. What does Free stand for?
I have no idea. What does it stand for?
Full Reactive Eyes Entertainment.
Oh, God.
I figured that one of the users ejaculated.
Would never guess that.
All right.
Goofy marketing.
So, okay, so next round here. So the current is... Jamie is the only one that got a point there, right?
Yeah. So Jamie has two. And
Brian has two.
Brian has two.
And Jeff and Robert have one.
And I have zero. Again.
Okay. Someone needs to ask me a question. I don't remember who.
So we is just did. Jamie asked.
I have one.
So Josh, if you asked Jeff, I think that one.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. What are the five possible chores Mananan might ask you to complete in the beginning of the game?
Sweep the floor. Empty the chamber pot.
Yeah.
Feed the chickens.
No, you already threw that out.
That was really funny. It's stupid.
Distract him. Good job.
It wasn't stupid, Robert. It was very clever.
Thank you.
Is it, I don't know what he's
feed
saying.
Him a meal? No, he does that when he gets back. That's not
Are
a,
you asking
that's
a question.
One of the
I don't know what's happening here.
I'm thinking out loud, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. It's the game
I
show
need
model.
To rally for my second point, and yeah, I'm so close.
It's the game show model. He's supposed to
I got over 50% of the possible five answers. I should get credit.
Haven't you ever watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Sweep, empty, feed. There's possible. Fuck. Those are the only three I can remember.
It is. Clean the kitchen, dust the study, empty the chamber pot, feed the chickens, or feed Mananan.
Oh, but that's not the beginning of the game.
It is.
It's not. You never feed him at the beginning of the game.
Possible chore, he might ask you.
You only feed him when he returns.
You can feed him when he returns, but it's listed as one of the chores in the beginning.
It's not.
Maybe you just didn't get that chore
No,
ever.
You cannot get at the beginning because he
you
goes
play
away.
This game?
He goes away for 25 to 30 minutes. And then when he returns, he will ask to be fed.
Maybe one of the times he doesn't. He just stays around, you know, all hangs right. out. I don't know.
Onward.
Okay, so now I'm asking Brian. Brian.
Hi, Jeff.
There is... I don't want you to get another point. the Dark Age community has been credited with creating this particular emoji, emoticon, leet speak, however you want to say it. Now used very commonly in MMOs. Are you? What is it?
That's all I get.
That's all you get.
Like they made up.
They
a thing?
They are the first. They are credited with being the first community to create
it's,
this.
It's an emoji or just an an abbreviation.
It's
don't give him any more hints. You
do you
said,
know what I'm, it is? Do you know said. What I'm talking about? It's an emoji.
Question has been asked.
But an emoji and an expression are different.
Dead space.
I don't think I'm trying to think of I'm remembering chat logs right now. I'm trying to remember if there was any kind of.
This also might be one of those cases where the Wikipedia is incorrectly giving information. Do you want to take a guess or are you just going to
just do the flat frown, the flat expression?
The QQ for crying eyes has been credited with the Dark Age of Camelot community as the first use of that.
I don't think that's true.
You think some professor, when they were sending notes to each other over the early internet, it's your research is completely wrong. QQ.
That's way more likely. Yeah. All right. Brian's not going to point. Brian, ask.
Jeff, so I ask Robert now. This is the hardest part of the game is knowing who to ask the question to.
Not really.
All right. What was the summon condition for Doom Train?
Doom Train.
It was a recipe, essentially.
Fuck, those are hard.
When you mean the summon condition, you mean rubbing the magic lamp? Is that what you're referring to?
What is the recipe? What are the items you need to have to summon Doom Train?
So you need to have a bunch of the items, then rub the magic lamp. Is that what the case is?
I don't know what
you
the
tell me, Robert.
Is.
It's your game.
See, this is the problem I've been having.
What a, your fucking game takes 10 minutes to finish. Okay,
I don't
shut
understand
up.
The questions.
So,
or you just don't remember the question?
No, I don't remember. I'm never going to come up with the recipe. It's so specific.
It was the 666. It was the 666.
Six.
What?
So does that? I was giving you a hint.
No hints.
No. There's six items.
Six steel pipes, six remedy, and six smart road tentacles.
Yeah, I'm never going to remember that.
Well, it was a summon. You know, if you want Doom Train, you had to know that.
All right,
Doom Train. No Gilgamesh.
Jamie, let's see if you actually do like this game that you say you like. After finishing the game that you said you played, what does Chancellor Okato order up a suit of for you? I'll repeat it.
Chancellor Okato?
After finishing the game, what does Chancellor Okato order up a suit of for you?
Is it Daedric armor?
That is incorrect. It is Imperial Dragon armor.
Dang it. Wearing Daedric armor. I actually only beat the game twice because I just spent so much time fucking around.
Spend the whole time camping.
Got her. Oh, point for Josh. Take a point.
Yeah, it'd be his only point. So.
It would be. I already knew I was going to get 0 points coming into this.
All right, Josh. Let's see if you can answer a question.
Probably not.
What is Ryo's hometown?
Yamanosa. In your face!
No, it's just Yamanose. No, what is it?
What?
It's Yamanose.
No.
Yes, it is.
Sakura Goka.
It's not true.
According to the fucking internet.
Well, you picked the wrong
Hold
internet.
On.
Yamanose.
No, we'll look at it right here. So, let's see. What was the
Sakura?
Sakura Gaoka.
Sakura.
I guess I should say that's where his house is in Yamanose. Maybe somewhere else born.
His hometown.
What? Yeah, that's where his home is.
It's a trick question.
His house.
Only Ryu can answer this for us.
It's not Ryu.
Ryo. Whatever.
Ryo.
His name is Ryo and his
house is in. Wait, where did you say?
Yamanose.
You said Yamanose.
Where apparently it rains sometimes.
Yeah. I found out some very interesting things about Josh's game that I was not aware of. I never actually played it all the way through.
Very interesting game.
This is challenging because I don't know.
The greatest game of all time.
I mean, his house is in
Yamanose.
Yamanose, but whether his hometown.
That is where his home is. It's his hometown.
No, your hometown is not where your house is.
That's where his home is. It's his hometown.
Josh, where's your hometown?
The standard definition of hometown is where you were
Seattle.
Born and raised.
That's bullshit.
That's not true.
I don't have a hometown. I moved too much to have a hometown.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Hold on. Either way, I mean, he's not going to win, so whatever. It doesn't really matter. Give him the point. Let's do that. You know what? Sure.
Whatever. Good job.
Good job, Josh.
Shut up. I earned that point.
One pity point.
Ass faces.
Pity point.
All right. So who still has a question for me?
I do.
No, Ryan. you asked me one last one, didn't you?
No, I don't. I did. I still have a question
you did.
For you.
Okay.
I like my question for you if I can find it here. Okay, so we've already said that Gwydion's true identity.
Yes.
So who is the namesake, the real life namesake for that?
The rumor is they never said in the game, but the Alexander Pope.
Correct.
Because
what's the subtitle of the game?
Yeah, to hair is human.
Oh my goodness. Hey. So Jeff also now has two.
Yep.
All right.
So I ask, no, you ask
I
Brian.
Ask Brian. Brian, name six of the seven races in the Hibernian realm.
Or the possible win.
Hibernian realm. Six of the seven.
Larry Keens.
Hold on for a second. Go on.
Larry Keens, Firbolgs, humans, or Celts, I guess, as a human. Veilwalker and Animus, that had to be... Oh, no.
This is how I felt with the chores.
Char.
For the win...
Char.
Okay. And by the way, the second that you name an incorrect race, I will say that the question's over.
You son of a bitch.
So that's only fair.
You can get more dead air that way. All right. What the fuck were the little wooden guys called? They weren't called...
Don't say it. Don't say it unless you know.
Exactly. Don't say it unless you know.
I was proud of myself for knowing for Bulks and Larry Because
you just played a Celt, right?
Yeah, and I played whatever the Veil Walk, the one that was from the Shredded Isles was called. I'm trying to remember silhouettes now. Who else? There always has to be an elf-like, but what would it be? I can't. I would get to five with that one dude.
He so badly wants to pull this out.
It's for the win, dude.
Yeah.
For the win.
Well, for the possibility of a win. You get a point. You'd tie still.
I only have one.
You have two.
No?
You have two.
No, I only
have
one.
No, you have two.
Brian, you're running out of time here.
I'm going to say elf and treant.
And what?
Treant.
All right, so elf is correct. So, Celt, yes. Elf, Firbolg, Lurikine, Char were all correct.
Mm-hmm.
You missed the Sylvan.
God damn it, that's what it is. That's the treant one is the Sylvan.
And the Grauk or the / Minotaurs.
Oh, yeah, that was the catacombs when everybody got the Minotaur race.
Except you.
Sick burn. Right.
No, I think you got one of Brian's right as well.
I don't know.
Did Robert get any of your
Northern Landmass, which he didn't get, and the Doom Train, which he didn't get.
Yeah.
That was the Doom Train?
Yeah.
Man, that was a good question.
I don't remember.
I was so close.
Which question do I want to ask hard. Robert? What is the name of the hotel in Delling City?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going to give him my
I never remember shit like that in games.
Let's see. You go in, you go downstairs, you meet Julia for the first time. She's playing the piano.
Everyone knows the experiences around it. He's like Sherlock trying to go to his mind palace.
She's like, oh, you know, I mean, you first go in there with Laguna. And he's like, oh, I should talk to a lady. Oh, I can't talk to a lady. He's like, oh, I want to.
For those listening along at home, Robert's taken his glasses off.
He's got his.
He's buried his face in the crook. Yeah, he's nestled in his arm. He's lost to us.
One hand is under the table.
Oh, and you did only have one. I was doing God knows what.
That part wasn't true. I made that part up. Both of his hands are on the table.
He's disappeared into the world of Final Fantasy.
This is for your tie of the lead, since Jamie's not going to get my question right.
It's true. I probably won't get the horse armor question right because I didn't fucking play that stupid expansion.
Not my problem.
You might be able to take an educated guess.
I don't give a shit about horse armor.
It's you and the rest of the internet, except for the price of horse armor as a real life price.
The reason that I played so much Oblivion was because I bought the game and that was all of my game budget for like 2 years. So I just played that game forever and it was great and I loved it. I can tell you about some
richer.
Would you like to know some Daedric gods or Daedric princes or some of the nine divines?
No, that's okay.
I want to hear about horse armor. That's all I care about. There's awesome horses and they're great animations. They look like Barbie horses.
You could get a horse to run up a mountain if you wanted to. Oh, yeah. You could just get him all the way up the mountain.
Robert desperately wants to tie this up.
Yeah, I do.
I had to turn off the adult search filter on my Google when I was looking up this topless mod thing to confirm it. So there's a lot of dirty stuff on the internet. Did you know that? Searches that used to be totally fine.
I might be aware. You might already be familiar.
There's a lot of porn out there.
Involving horse armor.
Because I did a Google Earth search for the horse armor with the same search off.
Apparently, barding is some kind of act also.
You do not want to look up Sylvan.
Whatever Minotaurs. You do, don't look up horse barding with adults. especially if you have long grass growing in your backyard, it'll just be a trigger.
Robert's the one who was complaining about how long this was going, and he is literally, I think he has entered a mind palace. I think he is...
He's no longer with us. He's miles away, dear. Miles away.
He's in the pixel universe. He's pixel by pixel going through, trying to find the hotel and like, in Delling City.
No, I'm going into Final Fantasy X. Abort, abort. And then Sin.
Sin fills in. He's back up.
Right now, he is riding a chocobo.
Moogle.
What do you mean Moogles are extinct? Ah, no.
Chocobo. Is it Chocobo?
What's up, Chocobo? I don't know why. It sounds
Squark.
It's my Chocobo.
Wait, wasn't that a Kink song? My Chocobo. My Chocobo.
Oh, they were a band with a fair amount of brass. Chocobo.
You know our love was meant to be.
Fuck, this is ridiculous. It's gone off the rails.
Chicago.
They also have the best pizza.
Dub Bears. Oh, it's a bird.
Are you prepared?
I'm prepared to lose. The Palace Hotel.
It is.
Got it right. No.
The Galbadia Hotel.
He melts. He's incinerating. It's too bright.
Galbadia.
For those of you listening at home,
how is that possible? It doesn't make sense. Galbadia is going in.
We have some pictures of your angst.
I want to ask my bonus question.
Go ahead.
Name a weakness of Cypher.
A weakness?
Yeah, like one of his weaknesses.
You mean like when you're playing against him?
Yeah, like
you can blind him and he'll never hit you.
I don't know if that
That's not what the internet
says. It says poison, wind, sleep, slow, and gravity.
His elemental weakness.
I don't know Final Fantasy well enough to know if those things are known. Anyway, horse armor.
All right, Jamie, what armor can your horse wear in the horse armor expansion? What kind?
Imperial.
I'm going to give you an extra hint. There's two kinds.
Yep.
Two kinds it can wear out of all the kinds.
It can wear imperial armor and glass armor.
No, it can wear elven armor and steel armor. Duh.
Yeah. Idiot.
Come on.
Dummy.
What the fuck? Everybody knows that.
I was going to say, why didn't you give us a chance to answer that? And Jeff over here was like,
I had it.
That.
He
was
I like, had it. He had I was on it.
Had Elvin, question. Yeah.
I was on it.
All right, give Josh the last question for the tie.
You actually, you can have the knowledge from two possible sources, not just game.
Okay.
There's a brand of cigarettes found specifically in Warehouse 8 that was also a code name for the Dreamcast during its development. What was the brand?
Ooh.
Is the answer fuck, God, fuck, what the fuck?
Why? I can't remember anything. Fuck.
Dolphin.
Correct.
No,
man. Come on.
I thought that's what it was. Wasn't it called a dolphin?
Dolphin was the fucking code name for the...
I don't fucking know.
It was the... It wasn't the Wii. It was the
GameCube.
N64.
It was
GameCube.
It was Cube, right?
Yeah, it was GameCube. You're right. They all blend together because Revolution was Wii.
Yeah.
You don't know.
What was it? Well, I don't know. I guessed wrong. Oh.
Katana. This is Katana brand cigarettes.
How do we break the tie?
How are we going to break the tie? Let's see.
Would you have got Tom, who is Rio's American friend, owns a business? What was that business? Would you have got that one?
I
thought that'd be
so.
Too easy.
I don't think
would
so.
You, would you get this question? Josh, did you actually ever play this game?
All right.
Okay, so as far as Jeff, Brian, and Jamie, let's do a tiebreaker. They need to guess the number of... Let me think here. No. Let's see here.
They need to hold their breath.
Hold their breath. No, let's make
someone
them
die.
Pure radio silence. Just
okay,
passes
so
out.
What? No, shit. You already had this answer. You already had
what
this question.
What year did it come out?
Yeah, what year and day did it come out? You know what? Even better here. What month and day did your game officially release?
I don't know. We bought it after it came out.
Anybody's going to get this one.
Huh?
I don't think anybody's going to get this
one. It's whoever's closest. And then that's the person that's going to win.
Well, I know the year.
March 15th, 2006.
So March, all you do is you just need the date. So
I'm going to guess mine was a holiday release. So I'm going to guess October 21st of 86.
What's yours, Ryan?
June 15th.
All right. So far, Jamie is the closest. Oh, wait. Hold on. I haven't looked up Jeff's yet.
When King's Quest 3
and
comes
out. And I don't know if they actually had a quote-unquote street date back
then.
Yeah,
there, I don't
but
know.
Hold on.
I mean,
so yours was March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Actual date was April 19th.
She's
so
only
you
off
are
by a month 30, and
yeah, 34 days-ish. And yours, you said July is what you said?
No, I said
October
21st.
21st or something.
Which is unfortunate because his was October 20th.
Different
or
years.
Brian's was actually, different game.
Way off.
King's Quest 3?
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to be able to find it.
Wikipedia should have it, really.
Oh, I do have it. Wait, when did you say?
October 21st, 86.
Yeah, you should have gone with my guess. June 19th.
If you and Brian swapped.
Wait, hold on.
Oh.
Wait, King's Quest 3? Hold on, hold on for a second.
Now it's,
no,
don't get
sorry,
one of
hold
the
on.
Re-releases.
That was the re-release. You guys, can you please help me with this?
I'm looking.
Oh, no, I've got it. When did you say?
October
21st.
Fuck, October 1st, 1986.
Oh, Jeff gets
Starbucks.
Oh, my God. All right, well, Jeff, you win.
You did it.
Not use my Starbucks.
He's going to not use the Starbucks card.
You guys are much more brutal than I thought you'd be.
Oh, you guys are fuckers.
Hey, I'm not sure this makes for a good podcast.
It totally does.
The question that I threw out, because I wasn't sure, there's no way for, because not having played Final Fantasy VIII, I didn't know, but they said that there's one Final Fantasy character who has played, who has been represented as the same exact character more than one game, and there's only one. Like, there's Cids in every game, but Cid's mildly different. There's only been one that's been
there's been only three characters. It's Biggs, Wedge, and Cid. But the thing is that with Biggs and Wedge, I wouldn't say that they are the same. I mean, they are...
The actual answer they gave was Gilgamesh.
That's not a character. That's an enemy.
But he plays, I guess, he joins your party in one, like Final Fantasy III.
And but he's not a character.
And then, so he's a character there. And then
enemy's a character.
He's a character in the stories. And then he's like, the way summons work, I guess, in Final Fantasy VIII is weird. They like fight with your party or something, so it's controllable.
I don't think that's an accurate question.
That's why I didn't ask the question, though. It was hard. But I did think it was interesting that he would, there was a specific backstory as to why he's considered the same character, but it was one of those sort of Final Fantasy lore.
All right. Well, congratulations, Jeff. We all
way
hate you.
Way to go, Jeff. Yeah. You get the prize that you don't give a shit about.
The early favorite.
Yeah, way to go, Jeff. Boom. The guy who picked the game that was 45 minutes. Right. Dumb,
if you have
dumb.
Any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com. Thanks, bye.
Brian Harmon's great.
No. I'm going to cut that out.
So I was going to have...